Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The Stockmen's Association had a face-to-face meeting with Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Zeldin, Governor Kelly Armstrong, and a small group of fellow ag leaders this afternoon at Price Feedlot near Mandan. The Price family is a longtime Stockmen's Association member. NDSA Environmental Services Director Scott Ressler represented the beef cattle industry at the meeting. It was a chance to share some of the industry's priorities and also to showcase the successful environmental services program our organization has had in place since 2002. The program provides cattle producers who are interested in ensuring their environmental compliance and want to permit their animal feeding operations free technical assistance as well as cost share support when applicable. The program provides up to 60% cost-share assistance for components that support environmental improvements. The program is funded in part through an EPA Section 319 grant and is the only program of its kind in the nation, often held up as an example of a successful private-public partnership that delivers positive environmental and economic results through the voluntary, obligation-free program. If a producer is interested, the first step is to contact Scott Ressler at the NDSA office for a confidential assessment. After the assessment, the producer is under no obligation. The director may recommend no changes, only management practice modifications, or more complex solutions to improve the facility's environmental soundness. If a producer opts to seek a permit, the NDSA's Environmental Services Director aids in filing the appropriate paperwork, seeking cost share assistance, and identifying qualified resource people. Now, in other news, USDA last week released a plan for the cattle industry. In October, rumors had circulated online about heifer retention payments, but those were dispelled and play no part in the concrete strategy released by USDA last week. Its plan includes expanding grazing access, streamlining onerous federal regulations, finalizing the product of the USA labeling, and increasing processing capacity. Among the key points of the USDA plan are provisions allowing for the reopening of federal grazing allotments and giving access to additional forage for ranchers currently facing significant drought and reducing excessive fuel loads that cause wildfire, certainly provisions that North Dakota Stockmen's Association is supportive of. Finally, the Stockmen's Foundation will be hosting its every other year Stockmen's Ball in Bismarck December 6th. The night will include some prime rib, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, auctions, and dancing to Trince Munzix and the Innocents, as well as a chance to support the Foundation's charitable mission. Tickets for the ball, by the seat or by the table, are available by calling 223-2522. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more about us, call us. Check out our website, ndstockmen.org, or find us on Facebook. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.